This is Wade Brasky with the Chief Organized Report, giving France's yellow vest their due. The yellow vest protest in France began in the middle of November 2018. In July, in rural France in the Rhone Alps region, when Acorn International organizers met at an old farmhouse 15 kilometers from Saint-Étienne, less than 10 minutes from our meeting place, we could still see the signs of the yellow vest as we passed through our last traffic circle before hitting the farm. Nearby, just outside of the circle, a tent and plywood headquarters for area yellow vest and their protest was still standing and active, even if not fully manned at the time, and at the top of their lungs as they had been months before. Though they might be the scourge of Paris, they seemed accepted and supported here in the countryside. What's the real story on the yellow vest? Was this a right-wing Le Pen movement of the angry and anti-Semites protesting modest steps towards climate change or something different? Yoann Pinault, head organizer at Alliance Citoyenne's local group in Aubervilliers, the lower-income, working-class suburb of Paris, affiliated with Acorn International, had argued in social policy that the yellow vests were a movement erupting to oppose the government for the right reason, mainly in support of the rich and the increasing burden placed on the rest of the population. Was our organizer just a hopeful, lonely voice in the spring, speaking more from hope than reality, or was he onto something? An article in Harper's Magazine in August by Christopher Ketchum, entitled A Play With No End, What the Yellow Vests Really Want, puts the finger on Yoann's scale and weighs heavily in the direction that we were making the correct call. Ketchum found no indication in his discussions with many, both in Paris and outside, that indicated anything other than direct anger at the neoliberal program of current President Macron and his predecessors, even from the Socialist Party. He finds with us that this was a movement based in righteous anger at policies that were excluding the masses and benefiting the rich, where the last straw was the unequal fuel tax on rural and depopulating villages in France. He cites an Oxfam study from 2015 that found that the wealthiest 10% of French citizens emit some 17 metric tons of carbon per capita, while the poorest 50% emit less than 5. Noting, in the U.S., that the ratio is 50 metric tons for the same rich percentage versus 8 for the poorest 50%. In fact, Ketchum argues that the French establishment slandered the yellow vest in service of class interest. And then the established Western media ate it up like candy and repeated the false analysis raw. The French bourgeoisie reacted to the disruption, was as afraid of the vest as they were in the 1800s of the sans-culottes in the French Revolution and the subsequent terror. He finds the vest to be progressive, looking for a party and politicians to oppose neoliberalism that's hurt them terribly, especially outside Paris. They've also won results from their actions that we should all applaud. Macron made 5 billion euros worth of concessions. Lower-income families received a tax cut. Pensions were indexed to inflation. Public service cuts were forestalled, including shelving Macron's plan to cashier 120,000 public service jobs. The privatization of Paris airports has now been stymied and may be defeated. Of course, Macron also rescinded the fuel tax, which had ignited the protest. Furthermore, and this is perhaps most telling, just as our observation of the yellow vest still active outpost outside of Saint-Étienne, Ketchum writes, it's not over and still goes on. They have refused to be mollified by what they perceive as crumbs tossed from the throne of power. Their war against the rich in the age of climate change is one driven by an understanding unique among protest movements in France, that the privilege to lord and privilege to pollute are one and the same, and that confronting the climate crisis means a confrontation with unregulated capitalism. It is a call to arms that should resound across the world. They hear it clearly in France, and I swear I can hear it in the U.S. and everywhere I go these days. This is Wade Brasky. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.